years of radio. Radio Moments.
This week, 12 years ago, the launch of another BBC music service, and one which nearly didn't make it to adolescence.
This is Six Music
from the BBC.
Good morning, it's Monday, the 11th of March 2002, and you are listening to Six Music from the BBC. My name is Phil Jupitus. I'll be your host for the next year. How are you doing? As you probably know, we've been having something of a vote on the internet for the first record to be played on Six Music, and you're probably wondering, Phil, who's won?
The launch of Six Music this week in 2002, or Network Y, as it was called in the planning stages, that first breakfast show presented by Phil Jupitus. This next launch takes us back a touch further to 1976, when Radio Kennet, or Thames Valley Broadcasting, won the licence to broadcast to Reading. The on-air name was a bit of a challenge. The solution? Well, just use the AM wavelength.
Now pay attention. This is Captain Mannering. Very important exercise. There's a new wireless station called Thames Valley Broadcasting, and I want you all to listen.
Excuse me, sir. Can I play my records now?
Well, of course you can. Stupid boy.
Hello and good morning, Thames Valley. This is Paul Hollingdale saying welcome to Radio 210. And on behalf of all of us here at our studios in Calcot, Reading, it's my pleasure to greet you on this, our first day of transmission, as local independent radio reaches everyone in the Reading and Thames Valley area.
We've only just begun.
Radio 210, launching in Reading 38 years ago, and the station stuck with that 210 branding for 33 years, long after it moved off 210 AM. A few of those early commercial radio stations used American jingles, even though it was more than frowned upon by the regulator, the IBA, and the Musicians' Union. The jingles were produced by the most famous jingle company of all, and that company began this week in 1951.
P-A-M-S, Thames of Dallas.
We had our own studio beginning in 1958. With egg crates and everything else. It was purely a cut-and-saw method. You'd try one thing, and that was wrong, and then you'd try something else. We were trying phasing. Then we'd put two microphones in front of the vocal group, face them toward one another. This was the only way we could get the equalization we were after on the vocal group. And it was always a hit-and-miss affair. We'd mark their feet on the floor to make sure they stood in the same places. We kept trying everything in the world, and we kept improving.
Bill Meeks, the founder of PAMS, which began business 63 years ago this week. It's 15 years since we lost Adrian Love, known from Capital and Radio 1. He was also the son of the musician Jeff Love. His radio career, like so many, had begun at the United Biscuits Network.
Hit sound number 5 on a Friday morning, a former Round Sound pop prediction. A beautiful choice, Lindisfarne, Meet Me on the Corner.
Adrian Love, good morning.
4 minutes past 6 o'clock on UBN. The funny rattling noise of the buttons on my Levi jacket, which I'll have to take off, because it keeps going.
Farewell, Adrian Love, this week in 1999. Amidst BRMB's 40th anniversary celebrations, it's interesting to note that it's now 25 years this week that Les Ross left the BRMB breakfast show, and that was ready to move to its new AM service, Extra AM. He was, of course, later to return.
But anyway, I popped over the road and I voted Liberal. Voted Liberal because I liked the look of Jeremy Thorpe.
This week, 2 years ago, a new chapter in the history of Broadcasting House in London. The BBC made the first broadcast from its new news centre, with a transmission by the Burmese section of the World Service as it moved from Bush House. The first transmission from that new building featured a live phone-in. This same week, but back in 1932, the very first broadcast had been made from the old Broadcasting House in London, thanks to Henry Hall and his dance orchestra.
Here's to the next time and a merry meeting.
This week, in 1978, Capital Radio paid its first dividend as profits rose to £1.8 million. And it's 12 years this week since Richard Park resigned from Capital to spend more time on the artistic side of the business.
Let's just rattle down the card for tomorrow afternoon. Some predictions, please, Hugh. Aberdeen against St Mirren. Well, it's horses for courses with Alex.
Richard Park, and this week also sees Richard's 66th birthday. Happy birthday, Headmaster. This week in 1978, the first episode of a radio series which was to become a book, a TV series and a film.
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy has much to say on the subject of time travel and its part in the unhallowed fate of the Cathedral of Chalism. It has, however, very little to say about the abduction of people by the remote reprogramming of teleportation coordinates.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, beginning on Radio 4 this week, 36 years ago. Moyles broke the record for the longest show on radio, but maybe less well-known is the chap who broke that same record in 1999.
I sort of hit a very nasty wall at about 3 o'clock in the morning,
and
it sort of got worse from there.
Oh, right.
Have you ever stayed up for 37 hours?
I don't think I have, no, I'm far too sensible.
Well, I've just tried everything that people have sent to me, you know, whether it be chocolate or a bit of bread or a bit of tea, a bit of coffee. I've tried everything.
Simon Mayo hosting the longest ever show, as it was this week, 15 years ago. So with Team Talk launching this week 12 years ago, Michael Parkinson hosting his last Desert Island Discs 26 years ago.
Our castaway is a sporting hero.
The last DLT show on Classic Gold 12 years ago.
9:21 on Classic Gold.
And Chris Evans selling Ginger to SMG for £225 million 14 years ago.
You know, I had the keys to the sweet shop and I was eating all the sweets.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments.